Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
The whole thing about the Cubs right now, we know the conflict of this season versus the big picture. We were talking about, well, was there a way that you could kind of split the apple?
Wait, what?
Could you trade Kimbrel?
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Split the apple?
Are we going to bring that back? Right?
Let's freeze it right about now. Go ahead and roll it.
We were talking about, well, was there a way that you could kind of split the apple? Adam?
Now, I'll tell you, that doesn't make a lick of sense.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Split the atom.
Well, splitting the atom is a difficult thing to do. Isn't that an expression, splitting the apple?
What the heck are you even talking about?
I don't think it is. Oh, Tandy and I both had the same reaction as soon as you said it.
Really?
Really? Really, really, really.
Yeah.
An apple's in a barrel.
I just Googled split the apple, and the top result is just how to split an apple. So, that's not it.
All right. Well.
But there is a cool video here, how to crack an apple with your bare hand, so we could do that. If you really want to split apples.
So you like apples? How you like those apples right there, man? Boom!
Boom. Was there a way that you could kind of split the apple?
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I'm going to tell you right now, that explains a lot. If you're me and you're a co-host of a radio show, but you're excused a little bit early. Thanks, boss, for texting and letting everybody know about that. You're excused a little bit early so you can go to the ballpark and do another job. And then later on that night, you're on Twitter and you see your producer and your co-host talking about splitting apples and how about them apples and all these kind of things. That explains an awful lot. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Matt Spiegel here with Parkins and Spiegel. Chris Ronji is in for Danny Parkins. I have heard the expression, I think, like, let's cut the apple in half. I think that's a thing, but split the atom is what perhaps he was going for, or split the baby, like cut the baby. There's something going on with
you
that.
What?
Yeah. Isn't there a split the baby thing?
That's not anything I've heard.
Split the baby.
Throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
No, there is a phrase called splitting the baby, and I think it goes back to the Hebraic roots of my ancient peoples, as a matter of fact. And that's horrific, but that's not why you called. Have you ever split an apple with your bare hands, Chris Ronji? Do you want to try?
No, I never thought to do it. They have those convenient apple slicers, which you just put the thing up on its end and you slice it, you know, you push
it
down and you have five bits of apple or whatever, seven.
Like maybe 12,
yeah,
something like that. And the core is conveniently taken out. Do you know this about me, by the way, among the things we will discuss today? I have...
Well, I am filling in for you today, so I need to know every bit of information that I can get.
I own, I think, 5, maybe 6 different specific fruit or vegetable cutters.
Hey, well...
I have an apple corer and slicer.
Uh-huh.
I have
a
tomato corer that takes out the core of the tomato and cuts deep into the middle so you can then slice it nice and clean. I use that thing every time I slice a tomato.
May I stop you for a moment?
No. I have a banana slicer. which slices the banana.
That's ridiculous.
That is totally ridiculous.
What the hell is going on here, man?
I love these things.
Every time I see those in the store, I'm like, what? Yeah. Who is doing this?
Me. It's me. It's me. I have a big version of the apple cutter that's for a melon. I have the melon-sized apple cutter. Works like a charm.
All right, that's fine.
I have a green-handled thing that you use. You turn the cauliflower upside down, and you jab it down around the stem, and the cauliflower just falls right off the stem. Nice and clean. Super useful. Use it every time I make cauliflower.
Okay.
If you ever want to get me a present, you get me a specific fruit or vegetable cutter or corer, I'm your Huckleberry. I love those things. I find them incredibly useful and adorable and enjoyable.
I don't know. We need to talk about this banana slicer because you could conceivably, and I've done it, slice it with a spoon. So I don't know why you need any kind of special instrument.
Yeah, if you're lazy.
Or with your hands.
Your hands, and your hands are all dirty.
Hey, Speaks, can I interest you in a knife? For all those things.
I have those, absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah,
can I interest you in some sort of blunt object? Because all of them will slice a banana.
Yeah.
And why do you need to take out the core of the tomato? It's not really a core. It's just kind of...
That's not true. Think about it.
Imagine
if you want a nice slice of tomato on your sandwich, that top part where like it sinks down into the core there, you use my thing that I have, you press a button and it like expands and it cuts down in there, and then you twist it and grab it out and it pulls out that core and you got nice sliced tomatoes.
Yeah, here's the thing, man. Cut it in half, take a spoon and scoop out the core.
Nah, that's too...
It's very soft.
That's two different implements, and Jesus by then Christ. I've moved on to the next phase of sandwich
guys,
making.
I'm sorry, I'm done.
Need to wrap.
I'm going home.
No!
Hey, do you have the avocado scooper?
I do not.
One of those? No, that's a good one.
I should get one of those. I should get one of those. People have... told me, they've sent me, like, there's a strawberry huller or whatever those things are called. I can't imagine needing that. I laugh at people who use those. I'll tell you that right now.
Unbelievable.
But man. And there's like a grape slicer that's out there in the business. I don't own either of those, but I have a lot of the other ones, and I feel great about them.
What are we doing here? What is happening here? Are you just looking to buy things?
Do you know, I enjoy kitchen gadgets. Do you know that joke, by the way, about the guy in the pickle slicer?
No.
Have I told you this joke before?
No. This has something to do with circumcision?
Almost. Ah. So a guy comes home, and he's clearly sad. His wife said, "What's going on?" He said, I got fired today. I got fired today. She said, "What happened?" He said, I put my member in the pickle slicer. And I got fired. And his wife says, "What? You do that? That's terrible." I said, "Yeah." And the pickle slicer, she got fired too. She also got fired.
Jesus. Oh, for the love, man.
What?
I never thought I'd be asking where Danny is.
That's pretty good. You don't even...
Sorry.
That's pretty good.
It makes me laugh.
Like you're not going to go tell your friend, "Oh, the pickle slicer, she got fired too." You're not going to share that out in the world, out in the wild, now that I've done it here, as long as I still have a job. Is that dangerous to tell a joke like that? I don't know. Maybe in these times.
It might be, as long as it was consensual.
The joke?
You're okay.
Yes. Yeah. You are the victim of the joke, Ranji.
Yeah,
so.
I think... All right.
You as the victim, as long as you consent to be the victim of the joke, we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you something. There are very few athletes, active, living athletes, who have had the kind of career that LeBron James has had. Okay. His career is astounding. His talents are otherworldly. His work ethic is exemplary. The success is remarkable. The fact that he has maintained seemingly a psychological well-being, certainly publicly and perhaps privately as well, while also being a Sports Illustrated cover boy as a high school senior, it's amazing, right? And I hated LeBron, then I liked LeBron, and then I just have a tremendous amount of respect for LeBron, and then I've defended LeBron. But I have to stand here to you today and tell the truth, and that is that dude has quit on his team many many times in the postseason, and this week he did it again, Ranji. He knew that the Lakers were overmatched, and obviously when Anthony Davis got hurt, he knew he had no chance. And that last night, as well as the game before that, and the game before that, was freaking ugly. And I cannot abide. Dude cannot abide seeing somebody who's an undisputed leader, an all-time great. He's going to end up the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA, one of the all-time winners he's going to be in terms of getting to the finals. He's going to maybe he'll win a couple more finals if he can put together the team that he needs out there, all of that. But, man, when you quit, when you won't even run back on defense, when you feel like you're toast and so you're done and you don't help, you don't try, you get out of the game early, that's ugly, man. And you know, you can go cliche and go old school and say, Jordan never would have done that. But there's lots of people playing right now who would never do that. I don't even have to go back to Jordan. I could just go back. I go back to right now. I could look across the...
How about Damian Lillard?
Right. Can you
Damian
imagine?
Damian Lillard dragging his bum-ass team as far as he can take them.
Beautiful.
And still getting no help, but, you know, moving on to the next day.
Yes.
There is not a player in sports that I love more, but simultaneously he has more of those what-are-you-doing moments than LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really do. The overall LeBron product is great. The play on the field, the fact that he hasn't had any real, I'm talking like real controversies. The stuff that he's done is cringeworthy. You know, at most it's cringeworthy or it's kind of annoying. And then there's the stuff like last night. But he's never done anything seriously wrong to anybody, to my knowledge. And he plays the game hard. Usually, he does a lot of things for his community.
Yeah.
And Ohio and Akron and everywhere else. But then he has these moments where he does this stuff, where he, you know, the game's still got 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes and he goes back to the locker room, you know, because they're not going to come back. And I know he's frustrated. He's frustrated that his partner is injured. He's frustrated that he has been injured for so long. But you kind of have to just wear it. When this happens to you, you just wear it. You know, you go back out there and you play until it's over.
Yep.
And then you shake everybody's hand and you try to get back next year.
Yes.
And I know he has been, look, he has been on some great teams with a lot of help around him. He's also been on some bum-ass teams like Dame has been on, you know? Like, I mean, that team he took to the finals, the Cleveland team, 2 seasons ago, or was it 3? I think it was 2018, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, like, he did that all by himself.
Sure, he's done that, but I'm telling you, man, just Google LeBron quits postseason.
Yeah.
6 different years come up, Ranger. Mm-hmm. 6 different times, whether it's with the Heat against the Celtics back in 2011, or whether it's with Cleveland towards the end, you know, or one of the David Blatt years, or Dennis Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers, calling him out before he ends up bringing him back, or whether it's 2 years ago with the Lakers, or whether it's this week. It is time and time again, and there's no load management from 1 year to the next in the playoffs. You know, it's like, give it everything you have.
Right.
Maybe, just maybe, you'll find a way, you and Kyle Kuzma and others, to overcome the Suns and get Anthony Davis back healthy for the next round. Or maybe not, but go down fighting, man.
We are hyper aware of everything LeBron James does, but that's not what we're talking about now, is not us nitpicking. Yeah, there are probably other players who do this, but he is the preeminent name in the sport. So that guy can't do that. If you're him, you cannot do. I mean, you shouldn't do it if you're in the league. If you're a professional, you shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah.
But that guy in particular shouldn't do it, because he is, as much as there are some other great players out there, he is the face of basketball. And he's a good face of basketball.
Yes, he is.
But there are just these moments. There are these times where he does this, like he did in the last game and in the game prior to it, where he just kind of went back to the tunnel before the game was over. You know, stuff like that. And I'm sure it rubs teammates wrong, but you know, what are they going to do about it? It's LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we have now is an NBA playoffs without the Lakers, without the Heat, but with
without Steph Curry,
and we have an NBA playoffs. We're going to talk to Vincent Goodwill about it at like 4:40. I think the three best teams are in the East, aren't they? The three. To me, Brooklyn and Philly and Milwaukee are the three best teams. Now, granted, I have not been an open believer in Phoenix or Utah in totality all year long. So in terms of upper echelon, and maybe that will prove silly. But if you gave me Brooklyn, Milwaukee, and Philly, and you took everybody else, I'd feel pretty good about winning the title.
It was going to be the Lakers until those two guys got hurt. And when they weren't 100% or even 90%, that changed the entire calculus of the conference. Otherwise, and I do think that this, if those two guys had stayed healthy and gotten past Phoenix, that was probably going to be their toughest test. That was their toughest matchup for the entire thing, because Phoenix plays really good defense, and that would have been more difficult for them than anything else. Mm-hmm. The Clippers should be the other team we talk about, but you cannot bet on the Clippers, because every single year we're doing this thing with them where they're good and we think they should, they're going to disappoint us again.
Yeah.
And they do it on a game-by-game basis. So there's nobody else in that conference that I'm afraid of, really. Everybody is beatable, and you're probably right. At least the Nets and the Bucks, and I would say the Sixers too, unless Joel Embiid is not available.
Yeah.
But those three teams are better than everybody else.
I think so, which is interesting after years and years and years of talking about the West, and even this year talking about the West and looking out West. Here we are with an East slant. All right, well, as I mentioned, we'll talk to Vincent Goodwill from Yahoo Sports about the NBA a little bit later on. When we come back, I want to hear about whiskey tasting, and I want to hear how that might have related to basketball viewing and other stuff from last night. Top of the hour, sticky stuff needs to be discussed and contextualized for you. Steve Stone at 4 o'clock. It's Parkins and Spiegel with Ranji in for me, as I'm in for Danny on the Score.
I'm going to get me a whiskey, Doc. You want a whiskey?
No, I do not want a whiskey.
Well, maybe as far as steadying the hand.
Whiskey does not steady the hand. It just dulls the worry over the hand's unsteadiness.
Oh, that's a good cut about whiskey. Brown
is
liquor.
That Deadwood?
Tanny?
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Deadwood
it is.
Nice.
Nailed it, Chris Ranji. You a Deadwood guy?
What a great.
Right. You're right.
Thank you. Great. I don't know, Spiegel, if you saw it.
Great show. I did not. You and Barry Rosner are the big Deadwood people out there, and Tanny.
I did not start watching it until 2 years ago. I mean, it had been out for like 15 years, and mm-hmm. I did watch it. And it's, got the two seasons or the three or whatever it is, and then it just sort of abruptly ends because HBO canceled it after the season. Mm-hmm. So there's like, there are these loose ends. But then they had the movie that came out a year or two ago, whatever it was, and sort of wrapped them up. But that show is awesome. It's really one of HBO's best ever.
That's very, very cool. Last night was a big old whiskey tasting for Camp One Step, the camp to help kids who have cancer enjoy themselves, enjoy their lives, and feel taken care of throughout the process. There was a virtual whiskey tasting last night benefiting Camp One Step. And I was going to be a judge, but I was busy working a ball game, so Shane Reardon stepped in. Shane, you and Danny were the celebrity judges, along with Bernsey, for the whiskey tasting. Please give me an update on how that went in terms of fun. And it looks like in terms of success, you guys raised the money that you were looking to raise to send kids to camp.
Yeah, celebrity term there being used very loosely, especially on my part. It was a ton of fun. And we raised the more than $5,000, but we had a 2-to-1 match, courtesy of the people over at McAllen and Highland Park Whiskey, up to $5,000. So a dollar turned into $300, turned into $300. It was a beautiful night that the match hit. And I think Danny bid on a couple things for his pool, for his new pool. It was a ton of fun. And the whiskey was great. We had stuff from Few, which is up in Evanston. We had stuff from Sagamore. Hmm. And then the Highland Park 12 and the Highland Park Full Body. It was unbelievable. It was such a fun night. And perfect benefit for those kids.
That's outstanding. And you did not you were in charge of the
I was in charge of their Twitter account for the night, and I think I did an okay job.
Disaster? No. Nobody was offended?
Yeah, I didn't put any of my nudes on there. I kept it pretty clean. Ron, okay. You know what I'm talking about? You've seen it.
Yeah, and I would say, look, you're of all the people at the station, you are by far the most
best
offensive.
On Twitter. Oh.
No, you're offensive.
Oh,
you're
okay.
If you're not outright offensive, there should be an offensive watch on you, because the conditions are favorable for there to be offense whenever you tweet.
Mm.
It's just how you are.
Is it just because you're soft? Like it's offensive to you?
No.
And the majority of people wouldn't find it offensive?
No, it's not. No, it's not it.
Okay.
You're just, there's something wrong with you.
All right. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, for sure.
But I like you.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. And no, nobody fired on the,
okay.
the one-step camp, Camp One Step.
All right, good. Yeah, and nobody did that. And you didn't lose track of what sometimes can be the case, whether you're for or against children with cancer.
Yeah, I avoided the topic completely as to not confuse anyone.
Well done.
Where I lie on the line.
Yes.
Kids should have cancer or kids shouldn't have cancer.
Yeah,
I'm
very
they
pro
should not.
Kids not having cancer.
Good. Yeah, they should
get it
most.
Out there.
Okay. Right, definitely. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm glad we established that. It's very important to establish. And then, Shane, you watched the NBA, and that did not go well.
I did. I watched a little bit of the NBA last night.
What'd you watch? You
watched
the Lakers and the Suns?
Lakers Suns, and I watched the back half of whatever the other one was.
Denver
one
and Portland.
Down. Lakers going down.
And I was completely turned off by the trash-ass Trailblazers jerseys. Like, their standard blacks are phenomenal.
Mm.
And then they put out these brown, red, and yellow ones that say Oregon on the front.
I think...
Know your role.
Go ahead, Ranger.
Like a City Connect jersey. It's their alternate.
There have been terrible NBA jersey choices throughout these playoffs. Like, the Heat looked like the Indiana Pacers for a couple of games in there. I think that's why they got eliminated. I mean, these things have a place, but not in the playoffs. Just be who you are so we can turn it on and know who you are and not be distracted by the idiocy.
Devin Booker was a ton of fun. I enjoyed watching him. I've never really watched him
hoop before. Yeah.
But... It was. I tried to FaceTime Tanny while I was watching it, just to get some, you know, like clinical terms of what all these things are.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, Tanny is Dr. NBA. He's a doctor of the NBA. Went to some extra schooling. He's got a couple of different degrees.
Yeah, there was a sabbatical mixed in there, as well as a malpractice suit for prescribing too much basketball.
Yeah.
Which
I
problem,
that was
I
my
think.
Cousin. Remember? Yeah, I referred my cousin to you, and he died
from too much basketball.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
the
malpractice.
Couldn't prove it in court, though, that it was my fault. So.
Well, damn lawyers probably helping out with the doctors. Guys are all in cahoots together.
I went on a CC sabbatical once.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
It's my fault. It's my
fault.
Yeah,
you started this crap, but that's... Yeah, you started it.
With the pickle slicer.
Right.
It's entirely my fault. Look, there is a guy who's texting in saying, Speaks, you don't have the pineapple slicer? I forgot to mention that. That is absolutely my favorite, my number one favorite. It is the greatest invention for fruit
and
vegetable.
That makes sense.
It is a pineapple corer and slicer. You cut the top of the pineapple, and then you put this long cylindrical thing right over the core. You spin it down into the pineapple, and then when you get to the bottom, you pull it out, you turn it upside down, press the button, and boom, you've got a perfectly cored bunch of pineapple slices that you just put in a Tupperware, and it's immaculate and wonderful.
And Matt, that is what you call a useful fruit slicer.
Yes.
So
this banana thing that you're talking about, outrageous. The tomato thing, nonsense.
Wrong. Yeah, come over.
Your utensil drawer has to be a disaster.
It is.
Utensil drawer? It's a pantry.
Yeah.
Truth is, I have there's a cabinet across from the utensil drawer where I keep the pineapple slicer and some other
stuff.
It is
much
have a storage
easier to
facility.
Cut your own pineapple than it is to use a pineapple core.
You are totally wrong.
I'm not.
You're totally wrong.
I'm not.
Shane, have you used one of those before? They are remarkable.
No need.
It is so efficient. It is the greatest invention in the history of kitchen gadgets.
Unbelievable.
I stand by this, and I have a never-ending supply of pineapple at my house. I do. All right, that's not true. It does end at some point, and then I get another pineapple, and I refill it.
Here's my question to you about pineapple.
Yeah.
Ranji, this is to you, too.
Yep.
Do you take it home from the store and cut it when you get home?
No. I usually let it sit for a couple of days.
How do you let it sit?
I let it sit on its bottom. Is that incorrect?
You turn it upside down. Let that pineapple sit for 24 hours, and the juices redistribute from the bottom to the top and even themselves out.
Really?
Is that
stick
what they
it upside down on its hair?
Is that why they call it pineapple upside down cake?
No,
not at all.
Does that have anything to do with it?
Not even a little.
No.
Okay. All right. Look, I think I should get these all out of the way because several texters are asking me to share this one with you, Chris Ron. Did you hear about the guy who went to see a psychologist and he said, "Doctor, I got a problem. Sometimes I think I'm a TP. Sometimes I think I'm a yurt. Then I think I'm a TP again. Then I think I'm a yurt. You know what? And the doctor says, "I know what your problem is. You're too tense."
Oh, God.
Thanks very much. He's Chris Ronji. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Parkins and Spiegel Show. And that's it. I'm done.
Kill me.
I'm done with those jokes.
Actually, that was a good one.
Yeah, you like that.
I like the tense.
I have
a great joke, but I can't tell it. It's one of those.
Oh.
Well, maybe I can. Well, I'll try to clean it up.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I'm gonna clean it up next hour.
Okay.
Text it to me and I'll say it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Look, we need to talk about Tony La Russa.
Oh God!
Because he continues to make his priorities incredibly clear. We will discuss that next. Two first place teams and a very interesting manager, all under discussion next hour. Steve Stone at 4 o'clock. It's Parkins and Spiegel with Ronji sitting in on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.